I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NFL, a little lull right now, but big news concerning a man who could be the Browns' next quarterback with a hearing coming up. And I also want to get his thoughts on the Cavaliers and his partner on Intentional Talk being on Family Feud the other night. I'm pretty sure I caught that. Let's go talk to our good friend Chris Rose from the MLB and NFL Networks. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning, and happy Valentine's Day.
And right back at you. Am I crazy, or did I not see Millar the other night on Family Feud?
Yeah, that was a rerun.
Oh, it was a rerun.
Yeah, I forget when they even taped it, but yeah, he said it was utterly ridiculous. It was an unreal experience for him.
That he enjoyed it, or that it was just so goofy that...
He was... They're good on-air stories.
Oh,
how's that
nice.
Sound?
Oh. All right, we'll call you after
the
show.
Yeah. Right up there with the next Browns quarterback that now isn't coming, guys. It's just, I can't wait till I write the book. God, the book's going to be so good.
All right, well, Phil said, what next Browns quarterback isn't coming out of Cincinnati?
No, not out of Cincinnati. I said this isn't coming our direction. Remember the old, you know, he's west of the, you know, this line and south of that line.
Oh, yeah.
Rhymes with Butler.
Right.
Can you give us, remember, okay, so we've been talking to you for the last couple of weeks. You had a dark horse candidate for the Browns starting quarterback next year. Now can you tell us the name or no?
I got to check with my guy if I can, okay?
Well, what's the difference? I mean, how would you out yourself by just telling us who it is?
You don't think he's coming, huh?
If you don't think he's coming, what's the big deal?
That's true.
All right, so who'd you think it was?
I thought it was actually going to be Philip Rivers.
Ah.
That was totally off your board, wasn't it?
Well, south of the Mason-Dixon, so yeah, I guess that...
I like Philip.
That would have been nice.
I live south of the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, I don't know. I normally think once you get on the other side of the river,
right,
I don't really think...
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Because, I had texted you, I was like, oh, is it Drew Brees?
No. And the reason people are like, well, he would never leave there. Well, apparently, you know, he's got a decent relationship with people in the Cleveland front office and all that sort of stuff. So now it's not going to happen. But I had a guy who said that and I was like, come on, why would he leave here? A team that almost made the playoffs and seemed to be trending in the right direction for there, if you know what I mean.
And he didn't want to move his family from San Diego to L.A., right?
And by the way, those moving expenses would be amazing. Oh, yeah. I think he had two on draft day when he got, you know, he wasn't at the draft in 2004. He was home. I don't know if he was in North Carolina or where he was that day, but I remember there were already two kids on the couch, so now he's got like eight or something. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it is eight, isn't it, Chris? I think it is.
I'm not joking.
I know it's seven. It might be eight.
I think he's trying to line up one side of the football team and then just have him flop on over so everybody will play two positions.
Well, he's pretty close to a baseball team now. He's got to play pitcher's hand. A.J. Yep. McCarron. Okay, so hearing coming up, restricted or unrestricted free agent. What are your thoughts on this? And could you see him in a Browns uniform next year?
I don't know. I still don't love it. I just don't. I mean... You got to go, in my opinion, you really got to go one of two ways, right? You either offer Kirk Cousins the world, and then you go a totally different direction at 1-4, or you get a bridge guy, and he's neither, right? He's a guy that's going to want to play, that's going to want to start, that's going to want to be the guy. It's like Teddy Bridgewater, too, if he becomes available. It's just they're kind of in that late 20s, you know, we're still ready to be the dude that turns this around, and I just don't know if I feel that way about him. I don't know enough, right? You've seen him in two games. And granted, one of them was, you know, I mean, if they don't have knuckleheads on defense, they finally break that playoff victory drought in Cincinnati. And I get it that he was the OC and all that sort of stuff, so that makes sense. But I don't know. How do you guys feel?
I agree with you. At this point, I'm just thinking, I don't want to spend all that money on Kirk Cousins. I don't want to bring in anybody. I certainly don't want A.J. McCarron. And nothing. I don't know the guy. But
well, that's the problem. It's the unknown quantity. You don't know.
Right.
And so are you going to give gobs of money to, at least with Kirk Cousins?
You know he can play.
Right.
Yeah, there's a three-year track record.
Right.
Now, whether or not you believe that he can get you to a Super Bowl, that's a different question. But at least you're like, okay, there's a big enough sample size where if I turn the keys over to him, I know that he's not going to keep hitting the guardrail.
And I've said this, Chris, numerous times, and I'm not being funny or facetious, and nothing against Andy Dalton. But if A.J. couldn't beat out Andy Dalton, do we want
right.
him here? I don't know that
yeah.
we do.
Well, yeah, I thought this was the year that they were going to give McCarron a look because they were off to such a sluggish start, especially offensively. I was like, this is it. They're finally going to give it a – and they never did.
Nope.
They never did.
But if they do go for this, I think it's a Hugh Jackson – clearly it's a Hugh Jackson move. And you're giving your head coach a little bit of, I don't know, backing, I think. I mean, the fact that he still has his job, he still has his backing. But I think if you bring in McCarron –
Hold on.
Yeah.
If you're John Dorsey –
Wait, I'm
–
hold on.
Dorsey's
it's my show.
Call.
What are you talking about, Chris? Keep going. Yes, keep going.
This is John Dorsey's call, right?
Yeah, but it might be John Dorsey saying, okay, I understand the situation if we – although now he's not running the offense. So, yeah, that's – I don't know. If you bring A.J. McCarron in, you'll have a veteran, and then you can still draft a quarterback at one that you want for the future. The 27 years old part of it is the hard part. And, you know, I'm so tired, Chris, of not having any quarterback. So what's the harm if you have two in here and one has success and you trade one out after a year or two? I mean,
there isn't any, but they lack so many playmakers that you have to have a plan, and they do. I fully trust for the first time in umpteen years the decision makers at the top. You know, I really do, and so I don't know. I want to hit the fast forward button, and I want to get to the start of the new league year in mid March. I want to see what they're going to do in free agency, and then they'll have a quarterback plan after those first couple days. I mean, they already have a plan. Then they'll take the next step.
Chris, before we get into the Indians, I want to ask you a quick question. First of all, I'm sure you're keeping up with the Cavaliers.
I was hoping we were going to get there.
Well, my point is, in L.A., what are they talking about LeBron? Do they think that they've opened up cap space?
Oh, God. I mean, they're all ready to welcome him with open arms. They're all planning the day he walks off the private jet. You know, they're trying to figure out which private airport he's going to fly into so they can all be there with the sign. And I sit there, because I listen to a lot of the local radio just to kind of get the flavor of all that, and they are going cuckoo. They are so giddy because the Cavs unlocked the door to have LeBron and Paul George walk out here. And last night I was watching the game, and there was a little stretch in the third quarter, I think, where LeBron and Paul George combined hit like six straight shots. One hit one, then one hit one, one hit a deep three, the other hit a deep three. And I was thinking, I told my boys, I was like, you think the Lakers fans are going nuts right now watching this? Like trying to think of what it would be like to have those two guys in the purple and gold running up and down the floor. Oh, that, you know. So they really think he's coming here. They really do. And the one thing I would say is that we all know that we don't know what he's deciding. We don't know if it's strictly going to be about basketball. Like, why would he go to the Western Conference? Why would he go to a team that still has to go through Golden State and Houston and San Antonio and, you know, all these other squads, young up-and-coming teams? But we don't know that. What if it's about his production team? What if he wants to be able to sit down with movie producers and show producers on days where he doesn't have a game? What if it's, you know, his oldest son, I think, is going to be a freshman next year. Yeah. What if he wants him to play stiffer competition in Los Angeles? Like, we don't know what weighs in his decision, and that's why we can't sit here and speculate.
I agree with you completely. How about a little baseball? Tell me this is okay, would you? Michael Brantley, Abe Almonte, Brandon Guyer, Bradley Zimmer, Tyler Naquin, Greg Allen, Lonnie Chisenhall.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the Indians outfielders and I think, okay, somebody reassure me here.
Well, I think that the last 2 years we've gotten extremely fortunate in that we had Rajay Davis and Austin Jackson kind of pop up and play huge, huge roles in those two teams. And I think they rely on Terry Francona's ability, and very quickly, let me send my condolences because it is still terrible about his father, Tito, passing away today. So it's going to be a rough few weeks for him, I know, moving forward. But I think they rely on Terry Francona so significantly and his ability to juggle guys, to keep them happy, and to get the most out of them. Like 2 years ago, 2016, they didn't have one outfielder that was an everyday outfielder. Not one. There's three positions out there, and they didn't have one. It was remarkable. And they made it to Game 7 of the World Series. And now I'd say, you know, okay, Bradley Zimmer's your guy in center. What about everybody else? I mean, I think Chisenhall's there. I get it. Guyer's going to be ready to go against left-handed pitching. Oh, Michael Brantley will be ready by late April or May.
And then he'll be fine once he gets there.
Right. It's just there's a ton of questions. So I can't reassure you, and I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, Chris.
I wish you could.
Thanks. I am looking forward to Bradley Zimmer, though. I hope Bradley can make that step and become, you know, get on that track for becoming one of baseball's young stars.
Yeah, he's got a huge hole in his swing, and it's down and in on the off-speed pitch. I mean, that's where everybody got him out. And, you know, hopefully he's a bright young kid and can figure it out. But, you know, you can work on it all off-season, but until you step in that batter's box and the first one throws it low and inside, if you're not able to hold off on it, go look at all the strikeouts last year. I mean, it was almost on the same stuff. Off-speed, inside, dip out of the strike zone. That'll make him a better player. But he's fun to watch. I haven't seen an athlete like him since Grady, and he's totally different because first to third, the guy takes about four strides and he's there.
Last question for you, Chris. Are you hearing anything about Indians and trades? You know, it was about a week ago. There was a little bit of brouhaha about Manny Machado. Are you hearing anything?
No, not yet. I mean, we're going to start to get some boots on the ground there shortly. Start to, you know, hopefully hear a little bit more. I thought the Edwin for Jackie Bradley Jr. one was interesting. It's like, okay, well, we're going to have a really good defensive outfield then. Yeah, I don't know, man. They were hamstrung by the Brantley option pickup and the Kipnis deal. And those things really restricted their ability to add anything. So it's like we got 1 year to get it right and go for it. And after that, it'll have to be kind of like the 97 team. The team you look at, you're like, yeah, I don't expect them to get to the World Series, but boy, they made it. So that's how it's going to be for us this year. But go out and see them, man. Go spend your money on them. I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money, but if you got disposable income, you want to go see somebody, go see them. They've done it right.
Thanks, Chris. All right, don't tell me how to spend my money. Thanks, man.
Very good.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
You
Goodbye.
Phillip Rivers, our best.
Super friend.
I will.
Yep. Super friend of the show, Chris Rose, joining us. Odd Basket of Phelps. Thank you. Make sure you watch him on ESPN, on Intentional Talk. He's on the MLB Network. He's on the NFL Network
Pops
as well.
Up on NBC from time to time.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
He is all over the place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.